Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all coming to reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even got a flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Ren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living life to live it forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. It's a lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Ring got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the information superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Zone. TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, July 31, 2020. Yours truly, Ray Ren 98 here, along with
Good morning, TNT. It is a fabulous, fantastic Friday. So, I don't know where y'all got given these days these names, but okay, I'll play along. So,
me? I give them the ones I call.
Oh, all right. Well, Tish gives me one every morning. You get one.
Yeah, but that comes from her.
And CIA gave one. Oh, you got it from Tish?
No, I said that the ones you get from Tish comes from her. The ones you get from me comes from me.
Ones I
you
get
notice
from
the
CIA
difference?
Come from CIA. Okay.
I'd imagine. I don't know.
We'll see. All right, guys. Did you send anything out, Ray?
No.
Update?
No update.
All right. Well, it's real simple today, guys. It's Friday. Not a lot of news. Not a lot happening. Everybody's still waiting around to see if they're getting paid. So, nobody's got paid today. Not yet. Now, could happen after 4 o'clock. I don't know. Because some people thought it was still happening this week. But most are looking at next week simply because the training that was done this week, they were told next week. Other reasons because Al-Kazemi is finally supposed to come to D.C., meet with them next week. Other reasons, what I tell you guys, it's all during the holiday period. So it could happen at any time, which is great. Their stock exchange is closed. Their banks resume back on Tuesday, I think, even though it's a holiday. I forgot exactly what the article said this morning, but I think they go back on Tuesday. So it's going to be a good time. So let's get started, Rick.
All right. Questions. That's what you're ready for, right? Okay.
Yep.
Three grand says, greetings from sunny Bermuda. I have some dong, however, there's no ability to exchange here. I can travel to the U.S., but do you know if I will be able to exchange as I'm not a U.S. citizen, therefore do not have a social security number or zip code? Thanks in advance for your response.
I think what you do have is an issue. If you're not a U.S. citizen, to exchange in the U.S., you had to live in the U.S. for at least 6 months, job, income, and have a bank account. They established that years ago. That was going to be the process. Far as I know, that is still the process. So all I can tell you is call the 800 number, explain your situation. They'll tell you what to do from that point. But right now, my information basically says you won't be able to exchange in the U.S. Okay, what's next, Ray?
IFY. Think this, consult your crystal ball into the future for this one. LOL. Do you think this might go after Friday, August 7th? And here's the reasons to consider it. I think Congress is out of session for a month or so after that date. The Treasury and the President, working with CBI, might activate this RV after they are in recess. And by the way, I believe this is what Nixon did when he signed docs to go off the gold standard. He waited for Congress to go to recess. Might this president try the same tactics to launch the RV and stimulate economic growth?
I'm not saying it can't happen. I don't think those would be the reasons. I don't think he'd be concerned if Congress was on a break or not. Everything that has to do with it has already been approved. The money is already being moved to locations. They're doing deposits. They're notifying people. So I don't think any of that really matters at the time frame. They already know when they're going to do it. And that's what they're preparing everybody for. I just don't see where Congress would have anything to do with it at all at this point. Okay, what's next?
Vita is asking for another person. Are the falling oil prices affecting the execution of the RV?
So I don't understand why it's relevant, people come on and say, I'm asking this for somebody else because I don't know either one of you. So what difference does it make? You know, I just ask the question. That's all. It doesn't have to be for somebody else or at least smarter. So,
well, I could think of one reason why I would do it.
Why?
Well, if I was asking a stupid question for somebody else, I'd make sure you know it's not coming from me.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is, you feel that it's stupid and you ask me anyway, it is coming from you. So,
no, but if I'm doing it for somebody else, though.
Don't do it.
Anyway.
Just ask the question. And there is no stupid questions, guys. People have different levels of understanding. And I know that because sometimes I answer the same question 5 times on the same call. So, but that doesn't make it a stupid question. They just haven't understood it yet. That's all.
Right.
Now, getting to oil prices.
Okay. That sounds good.
The price of oil is up today, which it has been going up. And we talked about it a couple months ago and felt when it got over $40, we would probably see the RV, even though it was at 56 last year when they were going to do it. Well, today it's at 43-something, which is up from yesterday. So it's not going down. Their production this month has shrank to make sure that the price goes August to above even 43. So we're going to see a good time. So, no, that little blip for a couple of days doesn't have anything to do with the RV not happening. What's next?
Do you think that they will wait until the holiday is over before they possibly do the RV?
I don't think they will. Cause I think everybody, again, is geared up for it to happen right now. So I don't think we're going to wait 9 more days, but, you know, it's just Tony thinking. All right, what's next?
Country Girl 2002 says, Tony, are you still planning to start your own bank? What are the pros and cons, and how difficult is it?
Okay, so I don't know if you guys know this or not, so I'm going to let y'all in on a little secret if you didn't know it. So years ago, I did my own debit card. So it cost me $400,000. This was years ago when I did this card, $400,000. And I had to go through so much red tape, it was ridiculous. So many banks, getting so much approval, design approval, word approval, site approval. It's just, believe me, wasn't that easy. Took me almost 2 years to get it, too. But besides that, a bank is a lot easier to buy if you have the right people in place. And by that, they don't care. Anybody will sell you their bank because they don't care if you fail, make it or not. But what the bank is going to look at is who is on the board and who's going to be directing the day-to-day operations. So those are the kind of things you have to look at. I have a bank broker, and you guys can look it up yourself, find a bank broker. And I tell you, you can buy a bank from $3 million to $350 million. But it's not about buying the bank. It's about knowing how you plan to use the bank, having a plan for that, and being successful. Yes, I do still plan on owning a bank, but I have a reason to own a bank. And believe it or not, in my situation, my particular situation, now with everything that has happened, and because I told you guys 10, 12 years ago, I planned on doing it. Some of you guys are going to remember. When I first told you I planned on doing this, everything was good doing it. And then the United States government changed the rule to owning a bank, so I have to go direct to them to own a bank. So I have to get their approval to own a bank. But as you guys all know, there's more than one way to skin a cat. And trust me, I'm not going to tell y'all right now. they're going to come up with a new law for that. But I'm on top of it. So, yes, I do plan on opening. They are cheap. You can look online in Google Bank Brokers. And once you do, they will start calling you. They will send you proposals, hard proposals, which means in writing, things to look at. And you can designate down to the zip code where you're looking for your bank to be in, and they'll find it for you. All right, what's next?
Okay, continuing. This, I haven't heard anything about any type of Las Vegas or other location post-RV get-together. Is one still being held? If so, how will you share the details? Wow.
Guys, that is the hardest and one of the saddest things to me about this corona deal. Simply that, you know, we had so much planned for this. And I'm trying to figure out how I can still do something. But, you know, I look at, first of all, we look at news every morning. They're telling us don't do it. Don't do events. Don't do large events. I'm looking at the only large event I know that has been held was Trump's last event. And look how many people came out with corona. And I guess Herman Cain even died from it. But he was sitting right there. He was part of it. He died yesterday, in case you guys don't know that, the day before. So I'm looking even yesterday, and they're saying if you're going to be outside or have any kind of huge event, have it outside, still with social distancing, still with masks. So I'm saying reasonably, I can't have 1,000 people 6 feet apart, much less 10,000 people that signed up 6 feet apart. There's no way to do it. Even if I break it down to 100 people and try and social distance. So I still want to do something. I'm still hoping they come up with some kind of vaccine, but it doesn't look possible at this moment for us to do it. Now, people have already contacted me about doing something virtual, and I'm like, that ain't no fun. I mean, I was doing this so we get to see people we've talked to for 10 years, 12 years, get to spend some time together, just get to see about the future. So it's something I'm still thinking about. What I'm not going to do is endanger anybody's life for a party or celebration. I'm not going to do that. Not going to ask anybody to do that. And I don't know. It's strange times, and guys, we got to figure it out. And I say we gonna have to figure it out together, because it can't be just something I do. You guys come, it's something everybody would have to, you know, agree with or feel comfortable with. All right, what's next?
Money Smart says, one of our family members just revealed he has a felony conviction, non-drug, non-financial, and served 4 months ending April 2016. Will this exclude him from exchanging?
No. What's next?
Okay. Please clarify the new ZIM rate you gave from last call. Is it 11 cents below one quad and 33 cents above instead of 22 cents?
All I know is he said the rates were 11 and 33. They were doing the 33 to give people incentive to bring it in. He has always said, and I've always told you, 10, 100 trillion notes or the equivalent of would get you the 26 cent rate. So I'm going to say that it will get you the 33 cent rate. 10, 100 trillion notes or the equivalent of.
Red says, I often hear you speak of putting together a good team for after the RV exchange. Who are the players on the team?
I don't know who the players are on the team. All I know is what I was trying to do is put some incentive for the top 100 givers on TNT Day to be able to meet, sit down, and do some things. I have other people who are bringing, you know, rich, powerful people together already that I have been invited to attend. I got groups in L.A., which have people on that level, I should say, that have are setting up something for afterwards. I have people in Texas who are trying to buy a oil company that they want me to be part of afterwards. There's a lot of opportunities and things out there that you guys will be invited to also. And I don't mean through me, just once people realize who you are, the kind of money you have available now and things you're going to try and do, they'll try and bring you in because that always happens. As far as our group, every now and then I figured we would get together just like we do on the call, not Monday, Wednesday, Friday, because trust me, I may have other things to do. But every now and then I'll still tweet out. We can have a call, talk about the things that you guys are doing, talk about what I'm doing, and then see where it goes from there. Just kind of ideas, suggestions, and what's working. Because two things, and I think I told you guys that before. People always tell me I give out too much information. Well, not people, but network marketers, people with money. Why are you telling them this? Why are you telling them that? Why are you sharing that kind of information? And I say, I can do my part, which my part is to share the information, to tell you how it works and do everything else. But I say, but people still don't go do it. I don't care. And I'll tell you guys that before. I could tell 100 people this is exactly what you need to do. And two people will go do it. Everybody else will just dream about the day they were going to do it or think about it, but they never actually go do it. So there's never any fear except for that one guy told me his plan at the bank. And I said, I got to beat him because he used my plan. But there's never any fear with giving out information or sharing the right information, because unfortunate as it is, most people just want to hear it. They don't want to actually go do it. It requires work. It requires taking chances. It requires working, you know, outside my comfort zone. So it was happy, and they'll celebrate with you, but they won't really go do it. So there's no fear in sharing that. The other thing is, not only is there no fear, but there is so much opportunity to duplicate everything. Everything you do can be done at least 50 times if it's just done once in each state. It can be done 100 or 1,000 times if it's done once in each city across the country or each county. So there's no fear of anybody taking things from you when there's always room. And I tell people, when you go to the grocery store, is there more than one bread company with bread? More than one can of beans? More than one type of soda? So you're really not taking anything, you're enhancing. And even though we think we have everything covered, Amazon wasn't around 10 years ago. Facebook wasn't around 15 years ago. Yahoo wasn't. People are still coming up with new ways in the same field. So don't fear people are going to take your idea. They might just enhance it and make what you have even better. But there's always room for more. So, again, as we come together, hopefully we will, and share our ideas, suggestions, and successes, it will be duplicated across the country. All right, what's next?
Would you put banker employees on this team?
Bank employees. Let me tell you guys my biggest fear. I'm going to tell you right now. Now, think about it. This is my biggest fear. when this happens, so many people are going to try to be so helpful to you. My biggest fear is getting some information that I could put together, even if somebody else doesn't, and then them trying to say we got some inside information. You see how I turned that from me to we? We got some inside information and made a whole bunch of money off of it, because that's what will happen. So we're going to have to temper that. I know I'm going to have to be careful about it, and you're going to have to be careful about it. So having people know is different. As long as it's public information or something, you know, anybody could get, we're good. But what's going to happen, people are going to try to give you something or me something, and we're going to have to work from there. So, yeah, I like bank people. I like government people. I like private sector people. I like people in different industries because they know their industry. We just have to be careful and scrutinize how it comes to us or what part they play. But there's plenty of bank people out there with work. I mean, I want my bank guy to be on my team because I need him to go do what I need him to do. All right, what's next?
Ann Spirit says, I purchased 3 1 billion them circulated notes from a booth at an international festival. Do you think the bank will accept the notes?
I don't know. I don't know what your notes look like. I don't know if your notes were counterfeit or not. I didn't purchase any circulated notes. I didn't buy them from anybody at the flea market or booth like that. I got them from a currency company. So I don't know what your 3 notes entail. So go online, try and look at them, see can you authenticate them, and then go from there. But most for all, don't go in the bank and say, hey, you think these are real? What do you think it'll take me? You go in there and do your exchange. They'll tell you if they're real or not without you asking. Okay, what's next?
All right. Peace be unto you, says, I came across the preparing for the exchange article you did, Ray. Is it somewhere in the forum? I have not been able to find it or to figure out how to copy it to send to a few who have currency. I don't know how you accessed it, but whatever way you accessed it, you should be able to send that same information to the people that you want to have a copy of it. I don't know. I can't remember. So if you're listening, but it says you're online, so. Okay. Lena says, do you have any news from your contact in the CBI as to what is going on in Iraq that may be new to us?
No, guys. Iraq is saying that this is done. The rate is scheduled. They don't know when we're going to see it. As a matter of fact, some of them have already received theirs, like some over here. And the rate was 380 something. All right, what's next?
Well,
I wasn't supposed to say that. Oh, you was hesitating. Like, I
had to scroll back up. I lost my place. Tightwad says, do either of you know about any normal everyday currency holders who were in on the last early exchange? Yes, that's what they were.
Yeah, normal people.
He said it would be nice to know that a regular person who has a lot of foreign currency had exchanged. So, yeah, they were regular people. Go ahead, Tom.
But the people they knew weren't regular people. What do you know they were? It was all about what you know.
Okay. Chicago says, will the loans Iraq got to be used for salaries hold up the RV?
No, I know that a certain guru put that out to you guys, especially this morning, even though Iraq got the $8 billion 4 days ago. that he thought that was going to cover the salaries. And somebody called me yesterday. I'm not going to say he was panicking, but he was all upset because his guru was telling you guys that the RV is not going to happen until January of 21 because they borrowed the $8 billion. Well, I already explained to you guys they were borrowing $15 billion, but now they just needed $8. So there's definitely a difference in there. And even if they did borrow it, they could pay it back whenever they choose to, when the RV happens. Hey, it's great to have an option for paying the salary. It's great to let people know we've secured your salaries for the rest of the year. So don't panic on that. But it still doesn't stop what we're doing. As they're flying around, Kazemi, and making all these deals and all these other countries, putting out these statements, and we're ready to support you and back you, but we're not going to do it until next year when you get your money, then why are they wasting time? If they're steadily talking about promoting the new job opportunities, the new fields that they're going to take the economy in, so now we're going to wait 6 more months to do that, and guess what? Really doesn't make sense. They already put out now that they want to do the vote in January, the elections. He's saying, let's do it in January, and they picked out 3 dates if they go ahead and do it in January, but that's what they've said. So why would they be doing the RV in the middle of the election? Or he doesn't get elected, and we get the whole Mahdi situation again. Besides that, government officials here in the U.S. that I know, bank people that I know, bank people in Iraq are planning for this to happen now, not later. All right, who's next?
Morocco 007. Do you think the Iranian rial will be exchanged in the first basket? And if so, what will be the rate?
Well, I don't think it makes sense, but the bank people are saying that it is, and so Ray will give you whatever else you want because I don't have it.
367 was the last rate we got on the real. Red Baron 1 says, what happens if there's no Wells Fargo in my area and I wish to exchange there? I also have Zim.
Let me see. What does happen? What did we talk about last week? Let me see. This is what will happen. It says, and this came direct from the exchange center, so you guys know. It says the redemption center will have access to Wells Fargo if that's the financial institutions they choose. Every exchange center in every state will have access to Wells Fargo if that's the one you choose, is what he said. It's word for word. Okay, what's next?
No live callers.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, you can get ready to laugh.
Uh-oh.
There's 78 folks on this call. There was 100 plus earlier, which I dumped quite a few of you off. Some of you called back in again. And this is not my first time asking people. If you don't have questions, don't call in on the question line because you're blocking, keeping somebody else from getting in that possibly wants to ask a question. But I just want the repeat offenders to know you are what I'm considering hostile callers, and you're on the hostile callers list. And, of course, if you don't intend to have anything to do with us post-RV, it doesn't matter to you anyway. What list you on? That being said,
okay.
714, area code, you're on.
Good morning, Tony, and good afternoon, Ray. I'm surprised
good
I'm
morning.
First.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fantastic. It's a little bit too warm for me here today, but I shouldn't complain because we've been below normal. So I'm surprised I'm first because I waited a few seconds, I thought, before I pressed the one. Tony, so at your bank, how much interest are you going to pay me?
Oh, man. I don't make any banking decisions. So,
good answer. Good answer. All right. So,
well, I can tell you this, though, since it's cooler than normal, it was 123 in Baghdad. I mean, 125 in Baghdad yesterday. It was 113 in Phoenix. So, if I was you guys, I'd be happy anywhere it's cool at.
Well, one of the places I was thinking of possibly relocating was Lake Tahoe. And I read a couple of days ago where Lake Tahoe, the property is going sky high because people from the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, are moving there and buying up all the property. So that's kind of sucks. So
it does. But Tahoe's property is already outrageous. So.
Yeah, it was. But it's one of my favorite places. But yeah, there's something else out there. On the currency front, CXI closed the Ontario location temporarily. So right now it's like Citadel and Santa Monica are the only ones open in Southern California. And a couple of the locations they closed permanently. So they've got a lot of shucking and jiving going on with that company. And they don't have any currency here anyway for us. And also Wells Fargo is status quo. Haven't heard anything, know nothing, and don't know what's going on. So, reminds me of Sergeant Schultz. I know nothing.
Okay.
I see nothing.
Yep. All right.
And I appreciate the Real update and any change in the dong rate.
No change in any rates. I didn't get any rate changes today.
Okay. Are they still grayed out except for the Zim?
I don't know. I didn't ask them, guys. I really didn't. I am supposed to be getting calls after the call from four of my sources, but that's going to be after the call because they're all involved in something right now. But if that does happen, and, you know, like I said, it's earth-shattering news, then we'll tweet it out or do a call if we need to. All right.
Okay. Yep. Absolutely.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And
you,
gentlemen, have a fantastic weekend. And
all
everybody
right, you
else
too.
As well.
Bye bye. 865 area code. You're on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate your helping us to continue to connect the dots. In your opening comments, Tony, you had said that no one has gotten paid as yet, as of today, that now they're looking for next week. Are they just really kind of hopscotching over the weekend, or can we be hopeful that something could still transpire Saturday, Sunday? Just wanting clarification this time around.
Guys, it could happen, I think, any time after 4 o'clock. I won't know again until after our call, unfortunately, when I talk to these guys who are doing meetings and doing what they're doing right now of what their actual plan is. And that's why I said next week. But it could be over the weekend. We don't know. They're on holiday right now over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect time to do it. But they
well, it's
told
also their holy day
to
today, too.
Do what?
It's also their holy day standard time frame, too.
Yeah.
So things have happened then, too. So just wanted a clarification.
And they told their banks to resume business on Tuesday, though. I think they're supposed to resume their normal business and continue paying out the salaries. So it could happen over the weekend, absolutely.
Okay. The other comment that you had made was a reference that Prime Minister Kazemi is supposed to be visiting Washington at some point next week. We had hoped it was going to be sometime this week. At this point, are your folks, your sources kind of indicating that there might be a way that there wouldn't actually be a personal visitation to Washington, that they might set up, you know, a Zoom conference or some other way of doing things and do it that way? Or are they still saying that it's going to be more the pomp and circumstances, ceremonial things of actually going to Washington, D.C.?
No, they brought it up. And there's an article out with it in there, too, saying that the reason they delayed it was because of the virus. in the uptick in the U.S. And they're still saying, even though it's scheduled for next week, it might have to be, you know, remote on the TV, Zoom or something, again, because of the uptick of the virus. But they were trying to schedule it for next week, however it was going to be done. They initially said Tuesday, Wednesday, and then came back and said, we don't know what day it's going to be, just going to be next week.
Okay. Good enough. And, of course, at this point, 10 days from whenever this does happen, we know that that's when our TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project will be. And I must admit that through my Dinar glasses and the like, I was sure hoping that this was going to be a fond farewell Friday for us, as well as Fantabulous, Fantastic, and all the other F words, finale, finally, festive. I don't want it to be fed up, but, you know, I want to be on the positive side. So.
But guess what? It still
yes,
might
sir?
Be. This could still be our last Friday, so you could be
that
right.
That would be nice. Fondly saying farewell, folks.
All
appreciate
right,
it
thank
again.
You.
Thanks so much for all you guys do for us. We do appreciate it. Have a great
all
day
right.
and a great weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 805 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon. Good morning. I agree with this. I'm doing great. Except for, you know, I know how wrong you never are, Tony, but honestly, it was 118 in Phoenix yesterday. And for my boy from San Luis Obispo, California, that's hot. You talked about the Zim, just to clarify, at 11 to 33. And then you said 26 cents at 10. I believe it was 22. Is that correct?
Oh, no, because I don't even know what you just said. 11 to 26
well,
at 10 and 22.
No. Okay. When you just talked on the first caller, because that was my question, too, that the first caller had, by accident, I believe, you said 11 to 26. And if you had 10, it would be 26. It's actually 11 to 22. Is that correct?
Yeah, and on the board, 11 to 22 has always been the rate. And then
okay.
if you had
that's...
10 or more, 100 trillion notes, you could get 26 cents. The
oh,
last
I did not
rate
know that.
He gave
that...
us was 11 to 33. 33
okay.
cents going to 10 or more.
All right. That clarifies it for me. I appreciate that. And then the last question I have is when we go in to negotiate and we talk about a percentage rate, whatever it is, and how much money we have, et cetera, et cetera. Let's just say we got $300 million. Can we get that rate on like three different accounts? In other words, $100 million in each account. Is that accumulative, do you think?
I think that's what I would ask for if I was you.
Yeah.
That's what I would try to negotiate.
Okay.
I think at $300 million, you would be safe at that.
Okay. All right. That's really all I have. And God bless you both. And thanks so much. And one other thing is I'm ready to party next March and April. As much as I am right now. So,
okay.
I'm good. All right. So, hope we get this done in March and April because I do agree it's kind of dangerous out there right now. Thanks so much, you guys.
All right. And we may have to wait till next March and April. And if 10,000 people don't want to show up, maybe three or four show up. I don't know, but we'll still do it. If it's clear, we're going to do it.
All right. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
972 area code, you're on.
Hey, fellas, Danny in Dallas, what are you doing?
Man.
Greetings, sir.
I'm enjoying the day. What are you doing?
Well, I'm sweating a lot. We didn't get near the temperature you're talking about in Phoenix, but we're in a closed-in area, so my grandson and I are just having a ball, sweating in paradise. Tony,
okay.
I wanted to clarify something you brought back up a few times. And the caller just before mentioned those accounts. You had indicated that you would like, or you would prefer taking your interest every month, I believe you said, because you want it working that whole time. And of course, it would be working if it stayed in the account, but you must be thinking you would have that to divert to other situations. Would you mind explaining some of that strategy? Because most of us haven't played with that world or that imagination yet, you know?
Okay, so here's my options. I have, I'm just going to throw some numbers out. Somebody can do them, whatever it is. I have $100 million, and I want to get, I want to get 15%. That means I get $15 million. Right, $15 million
right.
a year on my $100 million. So they're going to pay me quarterly. That means they're going to pay me, what, $3 million every 90 days. Basically, that's $12 million. 3 point something. Well, let's say $4 million every 90 days. That'll work? Yeah, something close to that. All right. So I can wait, put the money in the bank, and they can give me my $4 million every 90 days, and that's my 15% off of my $100 million, right? Or
right.
I could say I want to get paid monthly, and I want to get my extra million, set it over here, so it's getting its own 15%, while my $100 million is still getting 15% for the second month. So I'm compounding my interest versus just getting paid every 90 days, and then moving it to another account, unless it's compounding daily. Or either way, so I got that, or I got that extra $1 million every month that I can put into something else with a higher multiplier. If I'm putting it in an IPO, I'm putting it in an investment, if I'm doing something else with it, that's going to make me more than that 15%.
Okay. I think I digested it at that point. So it's really, you're having it to where it's fluid and you can manipulate looking for the opportunities that could bring you more. It's not an extra million. It's just a million that you're going to take out. You'll leave the other in there perhaps? Or would you do the reverse? Would you take out $3 million and leave
the
$1 million?
They're giving me the million. They're giving me the million every month, right?
Right, right.
And they're going to give me 15% on it regardless, because that's what I'm negotiating. The only difference is I now have access to it.
Gotcha.
So I can leave it in the bank for 10, 15 days if I want to, collect 7% on it, and still invest in something else that month, and make another 10, 20% just on a simple investment. The market,
right.
Whatever, but I have access to it. So I got $1 million. The next month I got $2 million. The next month I got $3 million. Instead of 30 days, they have full control of my money and my interest, and they're getting the overnights on it, and they're making money on the money when I could be making money on the money.
I see.
That makes sense?
Okay.
Okay.
That makes sense, and I appreciate the clarification. Again, this is a new world for most of us. All right, well, I'm going to get back to the sweating now, and I'm hoping that, as you suggested, that we're not going beyond next week. I know that's a possibility. I'm prepared to be disappointed, but I was disappointed when I blamed COVID for not going to Hawaii, you know? So it's all working out all right. Appreciate it,
okay.
Pal. Got to go.
All right, thank you.
All right, I'm going to leave. 208, area code, you're on.
Hello, fellas. Tony, I've been with you since day one. Can you hear me?
Do what?
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. As I was saying, I've been with you since day one, and I remember everything that's happened over all the years. I was kind of curious. Have you ever heard from Already Blessed, Pam?
I have not heard from Pam in the last 2 years or 3 years. So, 3 years, because as I explained to you guys, they scared Pam to death and told her to stop doing what we're doing and a whole lot of other things. And I love Pam to death. I know the people we were talking to at the time in Winston just told her to sit back and relax because, you know, no sense in putting herself in danger in doing this. But I love Pam. I know that she still listens to the call. So if you guys want to say something to her, you can, I guess, but she's still here.
Hi, Pam. We still love you.
Okay.
Right. I'm a little confused. I don't do mathematics too well, evidently. I have the $100 million Zim, which I understand you're talking 11 to 22, which I don't understand that at all. But let me ask you that. Let's say it was 11 cents. How much would that 100 million note be worth?
Oh, so you want me to do the math? Is that...
Yeah. If I was smart enough, I'd do it myself.
Well, I'm going to have somebody do it while we keep talking. So somebody will do it for you, and they'll send it to me in a minute. But all you got to do is 100 million times 0.60 on your calculator, and it'll come right out. But go ahead. What's next? Somebody give it to me.
I wanted to know if are we still dealing with Windows, and if so, are we currently in one?
We are I don't know. I want to say not in a window, but man, somebody said your $100 million is worth $11. But I do want to tell you guys that I did get a you got to think about what you paid for it. I mean, $11.
I didn't pay that much for it.
Banks are ready and waiting for the power to be to say go right now. And he said right now the U.S. is stopping it. So we're waiting for them to say go, and we're ready. So that's straight from
the
bank.
Well, let's hope it's soon.
Oh.
Let's hope it's soon. Thank you guys for everything. You all have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. And listen, whoever just sent me this information that the $100 million would be worth $11 million, you're absolutely wrong. Okay. Your $100 trillion note would be worth $11 million. So not your $100 million note. Absolutely wrong. All right. Thank you, sir.
Have a great day.
All right.
Okay. 479 area code, you're on.
Oh. Right. Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Tony. Good afternoon, Ray. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a little nervous. Okay, so y'all had a caller by the name of Big Rich on either the 15th or the 22nd of this month. And I'm doing the exact same thing that he's doing. I have set up the EIN number, and I am the trustee. I have my spouse as a beneficiary along with my children. I have a trusting spouse, and I live in a 50-50 state. Most of us women have been ignored as far as this RV is concerned, and many of us have spouses who are clueless about what is about to take place. I'm reading
this. I knew
email.
This was going.
It does not mean that we are trying to deceive our husbands, but for once, many of us would like to be able to make the financial decisions and take care of our children at the same time. Most normal people, women, are not trying to become millionaires and leave our spouses or leave them penniless either, for that matter. Instead, many of us are just trying to help our spouses as well as our children. In fact, some of the spouses may set their spouses up financially for life and then tell them to hit the road. Who knows? So I'm calling because Ray made me feel like I was doing something bad when really I'm doing something good. And so my question is, actually I do have a question, and it is, for Ray, if you are putting your money directly into a trust, is it or is it not true that all you need is an EIN number with one trustee name?
What, to establish a trust?
No, just to put it in. I talked to Wells Fargo about 30 minutes ago, and they said that if you're going to put your money directly into a trust and you have an EIN number with one trustee name on there, that all you need to open the account is that one person to be there. They also said that it will take 45 minutes to 1 hour to set this up, and that you have to have your EIN number and you have to have your paperwork for the trust. So basically, I was really just calling in to let the other women know out there that we shouldn't feel bad, even though our spouses may be ignoring us on the RV. They may be working so hard that they don't have time to listen to us. And that's why I'm calling. So I just wanted to hear y'all's feedback.
Well, I don't understand what it is you're trying to communicate.
Okay.
Well, I mean, people have called in and said that they're trying to do this without the help of their spouse. Many of us have spouses that aren't paying attention to us. And it's not like we're going to take the money and run.
Well, ma'am, if you create a trust, if you get an EIN number, create a trust, open an account, and you're the only trustee, then your husband wouldn't have a damn thing to do with that, period.
Right.
You would have shut him out completely.
But if he's the beneficiary along with my children, then I can set
everybody
up. Him
being a beneficiary has nothing to do with it. And when you created that trust, that's a separate entity. It has nothing to do with you or your husband. And if you're the only trustee on it, he is out in the cold, period.
Okay, wait. Hey.
Not if it's meant for good.
She wants you to know that she's not doing it with malice in her heart. She wants you to understand.
Well, for instance, the lady who called about a month ago who's divorcing her demented husband and she's already dating, she acts as if she doesn't want to take care of her husband after all this, when in reality, she should take care of him until he's gone. We all have children, and our children are watching us, and we all need to be doing the right thing.
Okay.
What
listen,
I'm saying is
say
that there are many of us women out here who are going to take care of our spouses and our children equally.
Right. Hold on for a second, okay? Hold on for a second. Because I'm laughing, guys, because it's funny, and it's not funny. And I understand that it's not everybody's intention to abuse their spouse, male or female. And they are actually trying to look at what's the most convenient way to get it done and make sure everybody benefits. So while you feel, because I don't know, that she was like, yeah, how can I get rid of this guy? You know, he ain't going to know nothing about it no way. And I already got a man on the side, even though I'm 67 years old. We said, that's not everybody's intention. That was just hers. So, or it came across like that. There are, I am sure, 100% sure, there are a bunch of women and men, that you said only normal people were women, but and men who feel the exact same way that you do. Their spouses weren't involved. Going in to do the exchange is not the time to explain to them the history of the dinar and the rate and everything else. And putting it into a trust protects your whole family, or at least leaves them there. So even though Ray and myself, yes, and we were laughing about it, joking about it, and it applies different ways, we absolutely know there are honest, sincere people just like you who want to take care of their family. Okay.
But what I'm saying is when Big Rich called, who is a man, he's doing the exact same thing. And it's not that people are trying to run off with this money. People, our spouses either have no interest in it, they don't understand it, they haven't been following it, and they're clueless about it.
I got it.
I
well, you're going to take care of me
all about,
anyway.
I showed him every trust that I was looking at, and he said, honey, do what you want to do. You pick, and you do what you want to do, and you set it up the way you want to set it up. And so that's what I did.
Okay. I agree with you. All right. Thanks.
All right. So,
and I agree.
Anyway,
there's more
I just
people just like you out there, right?
And that's who. That's really why I called, is I wanted to reach out to those people who are trying to do this for the right reasons. But I do
and tell
another,
them that it's okay.
Well, yeah, it is okay. Most people are on the up and up, and most people are good, decent human beings. And many of us have children with our spouses. There are some that don't, I guess, but we all want the best for everybody that's involved. And in reality, most states are 50-50 these days. And so there, but I do have another question about if you are, Ray, if you are putting your money directly into a trust, how do you separate your currencies? Is that doable?
Yeah, just put different accounts.
So you would need to have three separate accounts under the trust name?
Yes, that would be separate accounts.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. And for the lady who is from Jasper, Arkansas, just so she knows, her daughter can either drive 4 hours to Texarkana or she can drive 4 hours to Memphis to a Wells Fargo.
Or she can do what our guy says and go to the exchange center, and he says everybody will have access at the exchange center, not at the bank.
Yes, perfect.
Okay. Okay. Thank
That's
you.
Perfect. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate everything you guys have done for all of us and for y'all being here three times a week. I know it takes a lot out of your life, and I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless.
All right. And just on that note, I want to know, when we started this, I actually was here every day, but I used to do 3 hours a day, 5 hours a week. So that's how much we've gone. I mean, 5 days a week, 3 hours a day, down to where we are now. And it's still a lot of work, to be honest with you. All right, Ray, what's next?
All right. I know you got humor out of that, but I don't appreciate being attacked or accused of something. Anyway, 951. You're on. 951?
Yes.
Good morning.
Anyway, so yeah, let's hope this goes next week. That would be great, you know, that as far as the celebration, whenever that happens, you know. But the question I have, when we go do this, or, well, I guess we can probably do it different ways, either exchange all in one bank, or we could exchange like the Zimmern one and the Dinar in one and Jong in another one. But if we exchange all in one, you know, it's like, I think I've heard you say, Tony, and I was also planning on too, not keeping all my money in one bank. When we go to put money in another bank, do you think we can still get the same interest rates depending on how much we put in there?
I don't know what every other bank is doing. Okay, doing their exchange process. So you want to ask that. I know the one bank in particular that told me they were going to offer 10%. And now I know somebody who did the transaction and they got closer to 15%. So it's even above what they said it was going to be. So that is definitely something I would ask before I move the money. Now, again, that interest rate is going to be applied once you decide how much you're leaving at that bank and for how long.
Exactly, yes.
So you might not have that option when you're just moving money to another bank because you're just moving your money. But if you say, hey, I'm going to bring it over here and let you guys have it, do what you want to do with it, then it's something you have to negotiate. Personally,
yeah,
I would be negotiating on my long-term money I'm leaving there and my balance is what I'm trying to negotiate. I don't want 10, 15% on this and then 2% on everything else. Oh, no, 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 that's not working for me. That might work for you. That's not working for me. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going to have to do something across the board, table, you know, and every other account. But this is your one opportunity to do it. So you best get it figured out right then. And how do you figure it out? Before you go to your appointment, you have a plan and know what I'm going to ask for and in these situations. Because once the documents are signed, agreement's done, you walk out the door, it is what it is. And it's too late. Okay?
So are you going to exchange all in one bank, or are you going to do one in a, you know, do Zim in one, Dong in one, DNR in another, or?
I'm going to exchange all in one bank, all at one time, so I can negotiate on the total package. This is what I have.
Right. Okay.
Now, once we give a portion, and I'm doing, you know, whatever the term is, 3, 5, 15 years on that, now I'm going to have the rest and say whatever I leave here, this is the interest rate. Whatever I put over here, because I got to diversify for two good reasons. And one is I got to create some competition to see who's going to give me the best deal. And the other is I don't want to just leave it all in one bank because another bank got a controversial topic or subject is out this morning about this other bank. But it's banking what they're doing. And the investigation that's going on there. So I don't want to leave it all in one place. Those are my reasons.
Yeah, exactly. And I've heard of a bank being controversial again, but anyway.
Yes.
Another question I have too is, and I imagine this is probably just totally up to me. I haven't talked to anybody yet because I was going to wait until the money came in first, but I was going to put a group of people together, like to help me with different like humanitarian projects or different ways we could use the money to help different organizations and stuff like that. But now, after this COVID and with this, and I don't want to bring politics in it, so maybe just mention this, but the presidential election coming up, I mean, I'm seeing how differently they think than what I do. And I don't mind people thinking differently than I do. That's good. You know, otherwise we'd have the same whole bunch of me's, so I might as well not have an organization or whatever. But, I mean, some of them are just thinking so way far out there, I don't know if I want them involved with doing anything with the money or not. So my question is, I guess that's something I have to make my mind up about, but how would you go about finding like some people to,
some like-minded people?
Yeah. Thank you. There you go. Yes. Thank you. I get something like that.
Well, you know what? You go to some events and places that you're interested in and you meet other people at these dinners, these social events, or, you know, these philanthropic events, and come together and do something greater that one or two of you couldn't have done by yourself or that. Now, while you don't like radical people, you're right, you don't want everybody to think the exact same way you do, because you don't grow. You don't have different perspectives. And, you know, you got to give things a chance to see. Even though if I don't understand it, let me at least write it down or go walk through it and see, because it might be, light might come on. I don't know. So I don't want everybody on the board to think exactly like me. I want us to be able to get along and be trying to attain the same goal, but let's go about it in different ways. And
yes.
Again, when you find out new things, it makes you think about new things. And you say, okay, then let's add this to it, and it'll be much better. So I'm looking for not clones, but self-starters, self-thinkers.
Yes.
Well, we want to help the same industries, okay?
Yep, exactly. Thanks. As soon as you started talking, it just dawned on me about different events and everything, too. But I was just there. I've just been kind of like stuck here for a minute. And so, yeah, thank you for answering that. So.
All right.
All right.
Let's
well, thank
do it.
You very
Thanks.
Much.
It,
yeah.
All right. Have a great
Have
weekend.
A great weekend. Yeah, you too. You too, Ray.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. 610, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
G-Man, how you doing?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and it is another dynamite day here in the USA, ladies and gentlemen. For all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for, and it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City, that's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make those donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend.
All right. Thank you, sir. Really appreciate
sir.
That.
You're very
seven,
welcome.
727. Here we go. You're on.
Well. Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
It's your favorite truck driver that's still making money because the oil is selling and the price is going up, and I'm trying to do my little part to help that whole thing work so that we can get to the bank. That's just for my want to blow my own horn a little bit there that nobody really says what they're trying to do to get this thing to actually happen. So I thought I'm trying to do a little bit here or there. So anyway.
Listen, let me be the first one to say that I appreciate you driving that ticking time bomb around and being careful doing it.
okay? Yeah. Oh, man. No kidding. That load, I had a load of gasoline last week, and I tell you what, I was trying to think a quarter mile in front of me the whole trip, thinking that if it, boy, anything I'm going to run into would not be a good deal. So, yeah, one of those things. I'm kind of curious that there was, I've read two articles now on corruption within the judiciary in Iraq, and that it seems to connect to the border crossings and the fact that the judges are on the take, and that's why so much of the money is not getting to the people. Have you run into any of that information?
So, what the articles today are stating is the border's crooked, the imports is crooked, the bankers are crooked, and the government is crooked in Iraq. And it's all because the United States is crooked. The U.S. set the system up. The U.S. is negotiating on both sides, and the U.S. has privately, it says, and personally, and some stuff we talked about years ago, we don't get into, has been making a profit off of Iraq. There is $150 billion. The banker said it's unaccounted for and can go up to $300 billion. If they tried to resolve it. But they are now, yesterday, today, saying it is just as much the U.S.'s fault as anybody. And in fact, the U.S. set it up. Those are two articles you're talking about, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. It's out there. But listen, guys, sorry. We know years ago, well, not you new guys, but a couple things I told you guys years ago. Some of you can remember. I told you when they were shipping money out of Fort Dix. I told you we even had the tail numbers on the plane, because we did. This is probably why they don't want me to tell you all that. But that we had the money landing at Iraq Airport. We had the pallets. We knew how much was on each pallet. We knew how they were lined up on the runway. We had people taking pictures of the pallets on the runway. And on top of that, the money was going from Fort Dix to Iraq. There was $4 billion a month disappearing. Thin air. Nobody could account for it. $4 billion. They still haven't accounted for it. But that was happening every month or twice a month. So when they put out, you know, these type articles, I can't argue with them and say, hey, they weren't, they didn't, that somebody did, and somebody let it happen again and again and again, because it definitely happened, and it's continuing to happen. So I can never say never.
I think that one of the things that, this is maybe just oversimplification, but it seems to me that if they could just get back, when I say they, the government of Iraq, could just get back what's been stolen, they have no currency or liquidity problems, and are throwing money into the wind or throwing it away, meaning allowing it to be stolen right in front of it, if we could have stopped that, then our national debt problems seem to resolve. So I guess that it seems like there's as much corruption there or here as there is there. You think that's fair to say?
I think it's fair to say, but we knew that back then, right from the start. I mean, we've always known that. Now, they're just finding out maybe, even though, you know we're corrupt. But the article that I sent you guys out yesterday, I tweeted out about why the whole war started And a lot of people don't want to believe the reality is right here where we are right now, because this is where the whole war started, so we could have what we have right now, and we could do this. But they're just getting that, and I just sent you guys part of it, because there's a whole full-blown article that they put out in Iraq letting them know, yeah, our guys are corrupt, but these guys let them be corrupt. They even helped them be corrupt so they could get their share. And it's like anything else. You think, okay, we'll let them get away with a little bit of it, then we'll get it in control and do this. But it got out of control. And then it just kept going. Because then Iraq felt just like some other people did, and why, I got to stop collecting. They're not going to stop collecting. Let me just keep getting mine. But yeah, it has definitely prolonged this, made it years and years longer than it should have been. But the part was the corruption and how to get it stopped once it got started. And that has been the hardest thing to do, because it was so easy to steal the money. They didn't have to do anything else. They don't care about their people anyway no more, and our government really cares about us. But how can we really get the money flowing? That's what they wanted to know, and that's what happened. So, yeah, I got to agree with the New York article, the Baghdad article, and what the people who suffered through it really feel, because that's what it looks like. And you know what they say, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, must be a duck.
I was thinking, If Cassini can pull this off over there, or Kazami, or however you say his name, if he can pull it off, I say we hire him and give him a whistleblower fee, you know, of 20%. It'd be worth it.
Man, actually, right now, he is looking like the most honest person in the last 10 years. Period. Either side. Doesn't matter. He is looking like, you know, I said I'm going to do it. I'm doing it regardless what it takes. I'm doing it. And so far, he's doing it.
Well, on a lighter note, Ray, this is, I know to get you and Tony to come out to Washington State might take an act of God, but hey, you never know. There's a place that I mentioned earlier that was going to have North Carolina barbecue, because she was trained back there, and she's got a restaurant in a little town hamlet out close to the ocean, on the ocean, called Tokla. And so when that is open for North Carolina barbecue, I'll pass the word, and hopefully the RV will have happened. And either Tony, you can fly out here in your jet and go pick up your brother, or I'll fly back and I'll get you guys in my jet, and I'll bring you out. How's that?
Wait,
that's in Washington?
You said Washington State?
Yep.
Well, how about I just fly to Washington State, you go get him, and I'll just meet y'all then.
Oh, I thought it was closer to you than me. Okay, we'll negotiate that.
Well,
I'm
there's
in
something.
Washington State is above me. You guys gotta
tell me. Well, there's something you need to know about North Carolina barbecue.
Yeah.
It's only in North Carolina?
It's not just the cook that's cooking it, but it's the pig that you're eating.
Yeah.
And if it isn't from North Carolina, then the cook doesn't matter, because then you just got a cook that's fixing up some meat from somewhere else. So. Unless she's going to have the pig imported from North Carolina to Washington State, then it'll be North Carolina barbecue.
Well, I'll discover the answer to that mystery, and I'll find out. I'll ask her, because I'll tell her I have two experts from North Carolina barbecue that are asking or telling me that the important part is the ingredient and where it came from. So I'll find out. I'll find it out. Yeah. Gentlemen, you have a great day. And you know what? We're one day closer, and that's a good thing.
Yes, sir.
That's a good tip.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy your weekend.
Okay.
Be careful.
Yeah, you too. Yes, I will.
All right. Drive careful.
I will. You bet.
818 area code. You are on.
Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Tony and Ray. We really
good morning.
Appreciate all the, good morning. We really appreciate all the years of you helping us, guiding us. Your answers are always right on, and you're always right. So
there you go. I like you. Wait, what's your name?
So I have a question.
All
when
right.
we call the 800 number, after they ask us which bank we want to go to, and let's say, for instance, I say Wells Fargo, will that redemption call center then transfer me to a Wells Fargo representative?
I don't know they're going to transfer you at all. They're just going to make your appointment.
Okay. So you think they're going to make appointments with all the different banks?
Yes, that's just a location, however they're doing it on their computer, because that's what they're telling me. They'll make an appointment with the bank you want.
Okay, I understand that. So they're going to want to know our name, how much currency we have, and what bank we want to go to.
And your zip code, so they'll know where to send you.
And my zip code, okay. I read that there's like 16,000 redemption centers in the United States, so I don't know if that's true or not. Do you know anything about that?
I have no idea how anybody has the exact number or, you know, all the banks combined and put how many exchange locations they have, everything for anybody. I don't know. So I've never asked the question because, I don't know, it never bothered me. I know they have different buildings. I know they constructed some exchange locations. I know they have branches all over that are going to be exchange locations.
Okay, some of the exchange locations then will be actual branches, bank branches, and some will be inside buildings that are not bank
buildings. So, yes, actual bank buildings, yes, they will. They'll be doing exchanges there, yes.
Oh, very interesting. So, Ray, I also want to thank you so much. I don't know if you get as much credit as Tony, because you're super duper, and all your answers are correct also.
All right, thank
you
very much.
Are you the younger brother?
Yes.
Okay. I have an older brother, so I know what it's like to be younger. Anyway.
Okay.
He's only 2 years older than me. I'm 65. He's 2 years older, but he's always the boss, so okay. After the RV, guess what? I'm going to be the boss.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Okay, so. Yeah, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, so Ray, you're very intelligent when it comes to trusts. And I listen very carefully to try to get the information you're trying to share with us. So for yourself, are you talking about an irrevocable trust or a revocable trust?
Depending on the purpose. For lifetime living, irrevocable. For temporary strategic maneuvering, would do a revocable one, depending on what the reason. But it would be something temporary.
Temporary is revocable.
For me, yes.
And lifetime living. So when you go to the bank and you do your RV, is your exchange money going to be opened up in a bank account in the name of an irrevocable trust?
Yes, because that irrevocable trust already exists and it owns the currency. I'm just a fiduciary handling the transaction.
Very good. That's what I wanted to hear. Okay, now, I don't know if you remember me calling in a while back. I said, do I have to bring my husband to the RV? And you said, well, do you live in a 50-50 state? Okay, so I have one other thing to add to this for the spouses out there, whether you're a female or a male. The money that I used to purchase the currency was an inheritance from my father. And my understanding is that all inheritance money is a separate property from the marriage. So I'm like the other lady who called in earlier. I'm never going to leave my husband out of the picture. We've been married over 30 years. I love him, okay? But he's not going to, he may not understand this, and when I bring him to the bank, I don't know if he's going to have a meltdown or what. So that's why I was asking those questions, because when you get an inheritance, that's your sole and separate money. Don't you, do you understand it that way too?
Okay. And so your point is, you wind up with several million dollars in the bank, he might want to spend it differently than the way you want to spend it, so you're making sure he has no access to it.
That's true, because in the past, in the 30 years, he has spent the money in ways that should not have been spent.
Okay.
So
I understand that concept. Of course, it could lead to a divorce, but that would be a choice that you make.
Right. With that said about bringing your husband, or bringing your spouse, could go either way, to the bank to do the exchange, if I could prove that this currency was purchased with my sole and separate inheritance money, do you still think I need to bring my spouse?
Well, the only time we said you need to bring your spouse is if you're signing an NDA, because both signatures are required.
Oh, that's the whole reason.
Wait, the fact that you have a spouse, you don't have any sole and separate anything.
No, I think inheritance is the separate.
Oh, that's what you think.
Oh, so I'm wrong. Am I wrong, Tony?
Hey, yeah. Yeah, it's separate. They say, give me a couple $1,000 and you give it to them, then what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Okay, well.
And
yes.
This thing, wait, let me help this other lady out. Because y'all are different on two ends of this perspective, I think. But in a marriage, oh, it's my time to give marriage counseling because Ray's not giving it to y'all today. In a marriage. Everything belongs to everybody. Everybody is equal. A marriage is a mutual thing. People working together in one direction to achieve something, hopefully. Definitely how it starts out. And definitely when it comes money. If you guys listen or you saw Jeff Bezos, you know who that is?
Mm-mm.
Okay. For you who don't know, he owns Amazon. And even though he started out in a little bookstore, last year when he got divorced, his wife got $36 billion. You know what she did to that bookstore? Absolutely nothing. He went and sold the books, did it, everything else. She still got $36 billion because it was their bookstore, even though she didn't work or anything else. Some people say it was her idea. But he went and done it. Did it. On Monday, when he made $13 billion, she still made $4 billion. So even though they're not married, what's mine was yours and mine, and forever will be. Especially once one of us hires an attorney. So know that.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
God bless you guys. I ask for God to continue to bless you, Tony, and you, Ray, and your families, to keep you safe in all your ways, and that angels will go with you wherever you go.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And I always tell you guys, I can use all the prayers I can get. So thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Bye.
You're a blessing to all of us. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
You too.
All right, sir. We can wrap this one up.
I hear some music. All right. All right, guys. been a long week. Wasn't what we wanted it to be. That means going to the bank today. But I read to you what I just got from the bankers saying we're ready to go, done. We're just waiting for the go. Could be over the weekend. Could be Tuesday. They don't know. We don't know. But they've accomplished everything. Actually, we're going to try and make a call after this because we didn't see if the other state finished their training and see what they were told. So maybe Ray will put something out over the weekend. Give you guys something to look forward to. But if anything happens, we'll definitely come back and talk about it. So do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of your day. Enjoy your weekend. And I'll see you when I see you. Right?
Okay. Enjoy your weekend, folks. Keep believing. Be sure to.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up. Fire.
Fuck!
Conference recording, press 1. This session
Hello.
Is no longer being recorded.
This is your private banker. It's done. It's finished.
What? Honey!
It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. Everything's completed. There's nothing else to say. It's done. It's finished. The RV's on its way. We are just waiting for the call any day.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here. Enjoy your weekend.